Okay, good morning. Good
morning. We are in Shulam Adalid Sif Tes, the Hilchos saving stuff from fire, or other events. You can tell other, the issue over here is if he comes to start saving stuff too much, he's going to get all anxious and put the fire out. So you can tell other people, come, you can also take, come everyone have challenge, come save Gimel Sudos. Everyone can, try on whatever the clothing you want, fire sale, whatever. And you can also say, you can also say, sorry about that.
And
you can also say, anyone wants to be Zeicha from Hefker. Kevin Sha'amar Hatzidu Lachem is that for you, save it for you. Vainam Roitzi Lizkos and the Roitzi Lach Zero, the Kabul Schar, it's a loss of Rashus Beyodan. If they want to take it and then give it back, to get actual money for her, to pay for it for herself, they don't want to take his things. Rishus b'yadam below havi schar Shabbos, because there is a din of someone who's matzil. It's a gemara in the where is it? Don't see it. It's a halachos in the Hashavos Aveda. You're allowed to ask for some sort of reward or something for saving someone's stuff. The thing I just want to point over here, you mentioned before, we're not talking about a raging fire, because the halacha is in Choshen Mishpat, if you say something from a raging fire, it's considered Zutul Shoyam, and it's completely Hefker. Here, he's telling them, if you want, it's Hefker. So it's obviously, we're not talking about a case where there's a raging fire, we're talking about a case where there's his table's on fire. And it's not gonna, hopefully it won't spread, it might spread, let's get everything out of the house, or something like that, because if it was a case where, things were basically like, okay, you're going to go and jump into a, everything is lost, so then that's automatically Hefker, you don't have to say anything. We're talking about is only to a chotzer cheres if there's an eruv, but not to one which is not, which is no eruv. However, by Malbushim, we are Mekel, but if there were even Rishus Rabim, if they're, putting on 10 pieces of clothing, that's also Mutter in this case. Yesh Bekilim, Afshainimur Revis, and even to Rishus Rabim, that's what I mean. That's the Ramah. Yuralf, Yesh Umdechol Hatzal Sharmano Hi Lachotzer, Umovu Yasmukhin Rishus Rabim. Some say we're talking about only to a Chotzer which is close to Rishus Rabim. Vigam Eina Makurim, it's not like it doesn't have to be a roof. The Damian Rishus Rabim, that's why there's a Gzeira. Shimhachi Eimatir in Lahatzer El Mazmash Roshuz, Kalim Matzvicha, because the Choshi she's going to carry. About Labayis Achesh, Eir of Emo, if it's going to a different house, that there's a air that they're going ahead in the air of Emo, Yachol Lahoitzi Komashiyotze, let's say there's a fire in the, in the apartment built in his Dira, here in Eretz Yisrael, and they, he wants to bring it to his neighbor's house, that he could take it out into the outside, into Murevis, Afal Chotzer Lo Omer El Lachotzer Chavero. All the time of the problem is Chotzer Chavero, but Lachotzer Shalom to put it into his yard, She'enet Tzvicha Erev, Yachol Lahoitzi Komashiyotze. Some say that's the whole issue, is Hoitzah, you can take out whatever you want. Yish Oim She'en Chiluk, that there's no Chiluk that has nothing to do with Hoitzah. The Shiloh over here is simply, is he going to put the fire out or not? So therefore it doesn't make a difference where you're taking it out to, that it is a Chashi, you might come to put the fire out. You base kolkis vekodesh metzilim. You can go and save any kis vekodesh. Ahidna mipnei hadleika vekar anything which is even nowadays. Vekarim behen afilu ksuvim b'chol lashon. That anything nowadays, even to anything which is written in any lashon, you have English svarim, actual svarim. I don't know. I didn't see any discussion about chilukim about it. If we're talking about a superior tzaddikim, it could be not. That actual svarim that are written in Mechol Lashon is a discussion about people's notes and things that have Kedusha, not have Kedusha. But Akul Panim, if it's, things like I don't know, like magazines, certain magazines could be, I don't know, it's a suffix, I don't know if you'd be allowed to, because it's, you know, it's, it could be this, it's a suffix kedusha, I don't know, it's like this, anything which is vada kedusha, it's, you should save. I feel excluded by some of the sikra, which means sivonim, a whole davar, it doesn't have to be a halachically kosher sefer Torah or anything. Chayim atzbeya brachos, shetavu chachamim, or a list of brachos, you have a, you know, kriyashma alamita, something like that, or bencher. But see, like something that's like, we call makom haturfa, pirish makom magula vehefker, or in, if it's Shabbos and you see a bencher or anything like that, then you're allowed to, you know, take it and save it. V'chein targum shakosvo ivri, yagarsa adusa, if it's just like a, let's say it's a dictionary or something, and it says yagarsa adusa in parshas v'yetzei, uchnat temun lahon, even though it's a targum of targum, whatever, every shekosvoi targum of a lashon achesh oisa ambikimbo or any other lashon, any art scroll, you know, sfarim, things like that, it's mutter to save. The chayin sefer Torah sheish b'lalakeit pei oisias yitoch teva shleimos, he can shalom to a certain degree, or sheish askara matzilaisa, that if there's still a chelik, let's say it's all torn up, I don't know, whatever, chas v'shalom, but you can still save, still pay osios on the daf, or Hashem Hashem, then also you're allowed to save that. You give all yesh v'shomesh the Megillas Esther ho v'ein ba'az karos, Megillas Esther, there's no Hashem Hashem, im enek suva k'mishpata ashuris al or ubdyo, so you have a printed Megillah, Ein ba kedusha l'atzil v'yavdeika, it has no kedusha to save it from a dleika, but I do think that the minig is that shaila because it's a shaila eis lasos, but it's a shaila anything that it is interesting it has to be the stuff of the other lashonos has to. Esther Kedusha, although Magen Avraham says that the issue is more is that was only time of Chazal, but now there's Eitz Lasos because we're matter any safer to be written. So, Megillas Esther is not worse than, you know, than an art scroll shoftim or whatever. Hakameim Yesh Ben Psukim Ein Matzilim by something else. Like even those Psukim in the Kameim, we don't save the Yesh Omer Shematzilim because the Maisa it is that the Maisa is that there are skaros. But if it's Takashem Hashem, some say you save it. If it's just Kameyas with different tzirufim and things or whatever, then Lav Dafi, you know, there's Machlokes whether you save it. Matzilim Tik HaSefer Im HaSefer, if you have some sort of mantle or something. The tikkun tefillin, imat tefillin, you're allowed to go ahead and save the tefillin bag. Even if there's money, car keys, things like that. Even though there's money inside or other different mukhs of things, you're allowed to save it. Imaniach tefillin ba'arniki pirush kis mali mos. If your tefillin is sitting in your wallet for some reason, in your money bag, yachol hatzil v'adleika v'aganavim v'agazlanim, you're allowed to save it from Dleker or Ganavi, Lamakum Shayachal Lahatzil Tfilin, any place you can save the Tfilin. Ishbishayim and the Hainu Dafka, Shaynichim Shamir Shabbos. But if you know there are Ganavim coming, you can't just put your Tfilin in your money bag and then, oh, okay, now it's mutter for me to move it. That you can't do. It's only something that was there Erev Shabbos that happens to be there. And when you could do that with Chachila, I don't know, it could be designed for the tefillin. Someone would come steal it, so you put tefillin there so you can move it. I don't know. Not sure about that. Yesh Batirim Nahatzil Diski Amaleim Nos. It's a money belt or something. Pouch, yeah. That's full of money. Alde Kika or Tinaik. Oh, Minadleika. You're allowed to, like we have by a mace, you're allowed to put a kikar, or a kid on it. I mean, I don't know, whatever. You can put a loaf of bread on it, or chala, omina ganavim, vagazlanim, v'dafka the reshus hayachid, that's dafka, that's the reshus hayachid, ava lo lochatzosh enim or reves, because here rechoshish you're going to carry it. Matzilim asvarim afilu lechoshish enim ureves. Asvarim you're allowed to take out in the choshish enim ureves. Ulamavoy pirushimach nishchnasim b'menu lechatzeros. That's the, like a side street and alley. Shulishtavfuba. There's a sheet of mavos that we're going to get to hechoserven soon. Be'ez Hashem. Uvavad shiu b'shalosh mechitzos. Velechi, that as long as even if it's not, there's no shituf, they didn't do a partnership, whatever, the shutfim, but as long as it's technically the mutter to carry in the mavui, that there's three walls, it's not foolish, it's not open, and there's a lechi on the entrance, there's some sort of post on the entrance, and that's how you're matur. Like I said, we'll get to Hilus Irvin.
Why is kikar or tina better than tefillin? Or is it tefillin only because in the previous
city
it's about
saving the tefillin, because you're allowed to save
the tefillin.
Right, you can only move it to a place where you're saving the tefillin, even if the money might get stolen over there, but it's enough to save the tefillin from the fire or from whatever.
So can you use the tefillin like a kikar or a tefillin?
No, you can't move the tefillin. Yeah, if it's in there, that's the whole point. If it's in there already, it's in there, but you can't put it in there to move it. You can't put it in there to move. You can save the tefillin, but we have to take the tefillin out. You can't just move the whole bag. If you put you can't put the tefillin in there on Shabbos, so then you're not
somebody. But you could put a kikar in there.
Kikar you could put in, yeah.
Why is there a difference between
tefillin is because tefillin, first of all, it's bizayon, and tefillin stam is always muksa. You can't just move tefillin around if you want. Kasvu b'shem gaon, b'shem gaon, shemukah lomal en yehudi lahatzu svarim in adleika, you're allowed to. You tell a goy to save the svarim from the dleika field derech reshus harabim. Even derech reshus harabim, you're allowed to mirror la'akum is mutter in this case. Kol ma'ashim mutter lahatzav the dleika, mutter lahatzav imayim, yishar dvarim ha'abdim. If you have a flood coming, or a hurricane, or, well, I guess, whatever the thing might be, you're allowed to, and you're saving yourself, you're allowed to save those things as well. Achav ha'gilyonim shelamala, the first daf of the sefer Torah is rake, it's separate, or whatever reason they're cut, I don't know, whatever the case may be, those don't have kedusha and you shouldn't save them. If they're separated, right, obviously the part of, for some reason let's say you had a sefer Torah and the first section was cut off or whatever it was, so then you'd have to leave that. Apikorsim, the Hainu Hadukim Bavodas Kochavim. Apikorsim, we're talking about someone who's Aduk in Avodah Zara or Kfira, things like that. Echem Mumrin Avodas Kochavim, we're talking about Meshumadim, people who've converted to other religions. Shekostulahem Kisve Kodesh, and they wrote their own Kisve Kodesh. E Matzilim Oysam, you're not allowed to save those. Vaf pechol sorfan. Forget it. You're supposed to burn them. Ima askara shabehem, because the askaras are not l'shem Hashem, l'shem avodah zara, and therefore you're chayiv to go ahead and destroy them. The Mishnah Berurah brings that Chavos Yair was matches to melt down the coins that they had in Sweden. They used to have coins that shem Hashem on the UK Vavke. Because they weren't, they weren't set for Kedusha. So therefore you'd be allowed to melt it down. An interesting shayla I've heard, but what about that, in the American coins, is in God we trust, there are those, one God or whatever, who take them out of his pocket for going into the bathroom. So there could be, they had Kavana, I don't know exactly why.
Just had the sugya and get in a couple days. Like, the imprint on the coin. It says
but it says on the nitbu. It was nitbu. Okay, that we're gonna get into that.
Separate issue. It could be yeah. It was matter, but it's not. It's yeah. Not considered that.
Right. That's what. Yeah. So akupanim the. It's so. But if even if it's shem Hashem, I don't know. Someone had a shayla. I remember someone told me. In Columbia, I don't know if it's true, I wasn't there, at Columbia University, there's a big UK Vavke on the floor of the library.
And on their materials.
Yeah. So he asked the Shaila, am I allowed to walk on it? But you are, because it's not, according to this, it wasn't meant for any sort of Kedusha, it was just meant as a fun symbol, I don't know, No, it wasn't meant for Kedusha's shame. It was just as the Tetragrammaton, whatever. It's an ancient thing, whatever. Different religions. It wasn't meant for Kedusha. So therefore, it's a little garbage from Apikorsim writing it in Kedusha. There's no problem. Teva she'achas ba'or. If you have a box, a chest, or something where it caught fire, yachal lifrois or shel gedi mitzida. I have to put goat skin on it. Mitzida achar shel tisraf. It'll stop it from burning it. You're allowed to make a mechitza of any sort of kli to sort of stop the fire from spreading. Even if it's a new ones, they're full of water. Shavara yizvaku kishetagiel hamadleika, that they will put it out. The gram kibui motor hagav machum seda. So, for example, let's say you fill up 10 garbage bags full of water. I don't know how you keep it closed, but let's say you have a cinch bag, whatever it is. So you're allowed to stick them in front of the fire, so that they'll definitely like melt it and open up. That's okay, Malcolm Seda. If your house is going up, you'd be allowed to surround. Let's say the table's on fire, so you'd be allowed to surround the fire with big bags of water. Even though the heat gets to the plastic, it'll melt it, it'll open up. That would be fine. Malcolm Seda, that it's going to cause a Seda. If it's in the middle of nowhere, don't worry, you shouldn't do that. Talash achas ba'or.
And pour water around the table?
That also.
Even more.
That also, yeah. That also. That's, we're going to get to that. Water, we'll get to it in a minute. Talash achas ba'or, if you have a tablecloth, a talus, whatever that caught fire. Poshta miskasava is a talus. So you put it on and off, and the choshishim tichbe, if it's a little fire, you put it on and off, it'll go out by itself. You don't have to worry about that. Have no kavanah specifically to put it out.
Exactly.
A flaming hat trick. I don't know. I'm not really. You have to have kavanah that you're wearing it. Also, I guess it is a little bit. I guess a certain type of person. Yeah, a certain type of person doesn't care about that. I don't know.
No,
that would be a problem. You go on, whatever. Yeah, hagav muter lichpois kara ne'er shel teichas b'kaira. You're allowed to put Kara is a bowl. The question here, it's whether it's Vada kibur or not, gram kibur. If it bamish goes out the second you put it on, then the chor is a problem. Here we're talking about a case where it's not going to go out the second you put it on, so it's a gram kibur. Chavdalad, yesh orm she'en yacholitin elav mashkim, she'ich mekishyegi elahem. You're not allowed to put water around, or liquids around, so that it goes out when it gets to it. Yesh orm she'mutilas oskein, Bishar Mashkim Chutz Minoyim. We're talking about a case of it's on the talis, not on the table, on a talis, because you're getting to a shayla of libun. Some say that you're not that your mutter to put wine, Fanta, I don't know, whatever it is around. It's called water, but mishum kibus, right? Because that's because it's kibus. Yesh matim afil b'mayim. There's a svar sheni snirin that you're allowed to go ahead and put. And put water around, even though it's a shayla of kibbutz, so it doesn't make a difference. So you'd be allowed, if there's a fire on the table, or if there's a tablecloth, you'd be allowed to put water around it so that it would go out when it hits it. Chafei, ein Yehudi shebar l'chabois, ein tzarech l'mchois biyado. Fire department comes, the goyim come, I'm here, I don't know, if they come to just put out the fire, or just neighbor comes and with a bucket of water, you don't have to be meiche, because generally you do have to be meiche if a guy comes to malacha. If you're here, you don't have to be meiche. V'katan shebal lechabos, but your kid comes to put it out, tarech limchos biyado, you have to explain to him that you're not allowed to do that because the stam, if he's putting it out, he's putting it out for his parents, and there's an iser for a kid to do malacha for his parents. Because this is a chiyuv shvisa of the parents on their kids. They can't do malacha for them. If they're doing it for themselves, I don't know, If he's you know, terrified, I don't know, it could be remoter, I don't know. It's that the post can say because he, you better just take him out. Like, you know, he's, why is he putting the fire out? Like, he doesn't want his parents' stuff to get lost. Maybe if it's in his room, it's different, I don't know. But that's ostomically that we have before the general rule that, Cotton's not allowed to do malacha for his parents unless there's a, he has some benefit out of that malacha.
But
for a neighbor is, right, it's, 1 second, I think the, here, he says, if you know about the Chabas, like about here, here's the Mishnah Berurah, that even if he wants to put out the neighbor's, thing, it's not only for the parents, it's also for any Gadol, the Shabur says you should also be, Purish. Right, you tell them to stop. Right, right.
Or kids catching lizards.
Well, no, but that's for themselves. That's the thing. That's for themselves. If they're doing holes in the ground for you, if they're doing it for themselves, you should also tell them. Right, but that's a different thing. That's La Frisha Meisur. That's Chinuch here saying that his mamash and Isser if he's, you know, doing it for his parents. Yachal Lomar Bifnei Eino Yehudi Kol Mechabe and Umasid. If they're going around and goes, hey, listen, anyone wants to, you know, call the, you know, wants to put it out, call the fire department, there's no problem. You can call the goy and say, look, there's a fire. You know, if it gets put out, that would be great. He'll see it, you know, he's going to call the fire department or put it out himself. Anything which happens, like a sudden, you know, it's a sudden, you know, down, fire breaks out. Or any other nezek that suddenly his big, wine barrel breaks open. We'll see the next simon. And we said, in the past, it's still also usher for a malacha to call a goy, also to come. Is also also people make this mistake. It's only the certain times that it's mutter. It's not just you call a goy over and say, well, oh wow, it's dark. You know, it's also also. You can't call a goy over. He's walking by, it's something else. Maybe he's like goes into your house or something like that. But Kupanim, here it is mutter to call them over and they'll call the fire department or something like that. That was in the time of Chazal. He chashash chakanas nafashos, not only because of, it's because of the goyim will get upset, you know, different things, even if there's no sakana for the Jews themselves, but there's, you know, the goyim are, it's gonna cause problems. Nowadays, you have to put it out, chakanas nafashos, and even in Eretz Yisrael, there's a shaila of, if there's a gas line, or chas v'shalom, I find stone, but there's a gas line, or even given the electrical fire, it could cause problems. Any of these things, they could go ahead and have a chashash chanos nafashos. It is mutter to put it out. Zarius avetz meshubach v'mikomalka makol lefi einyan v'im hayu betuchim vada shliyahem sakana bedaver. Also lachabos, if you know for sure there's not going to be any danger, then and you can't put it out. Aval chashash sakana safek. Motor lechavos feel adleka bebeisos in a Yehudi, even if it's in a goyis house, if there's a sakana to vechei noagim. If dafka lechavos adleka, having lechashen tzricha legufa. Again, the reason it's motor is because kibui over here is lechashen tzricha legufa. You don't that v'yesh sakana in lo yichabe. But also lechal shabbos lehatzav mamon. But to go ahead and to do other chil shabbos to be matzil your mamon is aser. It's a stam important point that if a person is chasron kol Shabbos, then he has to be misane abarim yom sheni b'chamishi leish leyayim leyachol basar drink wine or meat in machim chatas yudches pshitin and tzedakah. Nowadays they say you give tzedakah or a person learns extra or things like that. They don't know that doing the
putting out the fire would be okay, but if he ran in and took money out into
no, or it's a Rishus Rabbi. Even nowadays, it's just, if there's a Rishus Rabbi.
When does this apply?
This is talking about, I mean, any other melacha deraisa that he would have to do the go, like I said, hoitzate, so it's just a rabbi, it's a simple case, but I'm sure whatever, you can probably think of other melachos.
But it's
a melacha yeah. A certain tzedakah to give. Some salsa say nowadays it's tanis dibor, and that's say lashon hara, a whole bunch of different ways to have kapara, chavzayin. You see coal or any other dangerous thing in a place outside in the street where people can get hurt by it. Well, this is a fire, you're allowed to put that out. Benim hi shemateches, benim hi shel eitz. Rambam oisa v'shel eitz, he asks v'shel eitz because it creates, it's lach shesricha l'gufa. It creates a pecham and it will be, and then therefore it's a blacha gubur, he would ask for it. Obviously, it's sakanas tafashos, that's a different case. But so too, and as our Shulchan says, so too, if you have, this is a fire, he says, it can't be if there's a fire, it's not gonna possibly cause people passing by can get hurt, things like that. So therefore, even if you see a fire in the field, of course you can call the fire trying to put it out. Because it could definitely spread and damage people. So therefore, that's the general halacha. And self only something which is, like I said, is vada, 100% sure, and there's no sakana, then you could play around with it. Otherwise, you know, put it out. Fine, we'll stop here.